This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 1st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and inviting. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies while Jerusalem enjoys a light breeze. Haifa sees a sunny day, perfect for a stroll by the sea. As the night approaches, temperatures will drop slightly, offering a cool and comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Times of Israel reports Prime Minister Netanyahu visited South Lebanon. He stated, "The IDF will not withdraw while Hezbollah remains present." Netanyahu emphasized both Israel and Lebanon are sovereign states desiring peace. Also, the Jerusalem Post shared that Iran's nuclear program is severely damaged but remains a threat due to over 400 kilograms of 60% enriched uranium. This update came just 6 minutes ago. Also this hour, a poll from I24 News reveals that half of Israelis prefer a broad national unity government. However, most reject Netanyahu or Eisenkot as prime minister. Separately, JNS reports that groups are condemning the slap-on-the-wrist sentence given to a man who killed a Jewish protester near Los Angeles. This report emerged 35 minutes ago. And finally, Israel Hayom discusses the voices in Lebanon after the recent agreement with Israel. The reactions are as complex as the region itself. Here's what people are saying online. Andrew Fox expressed frustration just minutes ago. He questioned how long the current leadership will last, labeling it as a pursuit of social media clicks. Al Arabiya English highlighted a debate between Israeli special envoy Fleur Hassan Nahum and Tom Burgess Watson. They clashed over the credibility of the United Nations. Middle East 24 reported earlier today on Iran sentencing Catholic convert Ghazal Marzban. She received over 9 years for national security charges, leaving her husband without essential care. Let's go deeper. Starting with a report from the Times of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to South Lebanon underscores ongoing tensions. He reaffirmed Israel's stance against Hezbollah's presence. The United Nations seeks to maintain its own presence in the area. This development raises questions about regional stability and peace efforts. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's report on Iran. Despite damage to their nuclear program, Iran's enriched uranium stockpile remains a concern. This situation poses a challenge for international efforts to curb nuclear proliferation. The threat underscores the importance of diplomatic engagement. Meanwhile, the I24 News poll highlights a divided Israeli public. While there is support for a unity government, skepticism about leadership persists. This sentiment could influence future political alliances and decisions. In a related development, JNS's coverage of the sentencing in Los Angeles draws attention to concerns about justice and accountability. The response from community groups reflects broader discussions on safety and civil rights. And finally, the context provided by Israel Hayom reveals Lebanon's internal complexities. The recent agreement with Israel has triggered varied reactions. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for future diplomacy in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business discusses the benefits and conditions enjoyed by Knesset members. High salaries and lavish perks continue even after resignation or electoral defeat. Separately, CTech reports that Quality AI is hiring 10-0 employees in Israel. This expansion occurs despite industry trends toward AI-driven layoffs. It signals a commitment to growth and innovation. And finally, from Globes, Crusoe plans to invest $10 billion in data centers across Israel. This significant investment reflects confidence in Israel's tech infrastructure and potential. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.